Hi, friends. It's Mike Harlan, and I am so excited today to be sitting across the desk here. You can't see him, but I promise you, he's here, Tommy Walker. Tommy, welcome to LifeWave today. You've been our guest all week, and we're thrilled to sit down with two microphones and just talk for a minute. Thanks for coming.
What a pleasure. What a great privilege to be on the team now.
Yeah. Well, we haven't made that announcement really loud outside of LifeWay. We've been screaming inside of LifeWay that Tommy Walker is a LifeWay worship songwriter and representing our work, and we're representing your work. The way I prefer to describe it is we're partners in ministry. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. I was just saying earlier how about a year ago I led worship for your team here, Mike, and just in the midst of that worship time of us worshiping together and me leading, I just sensed the presence of God, and it was a sense that we were to work together and God was to do something great and birth something new. So it's a new season I am so excited about.
Well, we're thrilled about it too. And the reason we're so thrilled is because what I believe God's called us to do is not just make music, but to make disciples. And that's what we've come to love about your ministry. It's not just an artist that's out here making CDs and doing concert tours, although you've done plenty of that in your time. But you're a church guy. Mm-hmm. You know, you are a worship leader in a local church. It's in Eagle Rock, California. And I've seen you do it, buddy, mm-hmm. So I know it's true. Christian Assembly in Eagle Rock. Tell the folks that are listening a little bit about your church, because it's a phenomenal place.
Right. Well, it's just been the right place for me. And I'm so blessed to find a little church at the time with a pastor who was just... Well, first of all, he's a worshiper, Mark Pickrell.
Yeah.
And that's, I always tell worship leaders when they're looking for a new church, job number one, is it a worshiping pastor there? And because if there's not a worshiping pastor, it won't be a worshiping church.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's a worshiper, and the church had a rich heritage of worship before I ever came, and so I just joined in. But there was a real acceptance of my gift and my songwriting, and it was just through this little church, Christian Assembly, God has blessed me beyond believing. And I just want to be a small little voice out there that says to worship leaders and to songwriters and to artists, the church, that's what's never going to end and never going to go away. And that's how God is at work on planet Earth, is through his church. He loves his church. And let's let the beauty and the excellence and the creativity come from the church, mm-hmm. and let's not leave the church.
Yeah.
Let's bring it from there.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot now. Now, this is not planned, but I'm going to ask you a tough question, because I want to just see how you'd answer it. And if we don't like your answer, we won't use it. You just said you're looking for a church. Find a church that has a worshiping pastor. I couldn't agree with that more, by the way. I've always said the pastor is to a church what the mother of the bride is to a wedding. Seriously, in a wedding, when the mother of the bride enters, it can start. When the mother of the bride stands, everybody stands. When she leaves, it's over. I mean, the tone, the cue of participation really is centered around her. That's the tradition of the wedding, you know. And a pastor's that way. The church's worship won't exceed his. And very rarely would that ever happen. It'd just be a unique move of God that I'm not saying it couldn't happen. It'd just be God doing something exceptional if that happened. So that's real key. But somebody's listening to me and you talk about this today and they're going, oh, great. Mm. I'm already in a church and I've already got a pastor and he doesn't happen to be into worship. So what is the word for that guy today? How do we encourage him?
Well, my encouragement would be that there could be a relationship that could continue to be built. Mm-hmm. And something I've discovered is there's very few pastors and worship leaders that have sat down together and said, what does great worship look like? Like they don't, and you know, we know, Mike, that looks different in different places, and that's okay, that's good. That's why there's so many churches.
Right.
It's okay to be different. But for us, pastor, you know, here I am, I'm serving at this church, I'm serving under you. What is a great worship service look like? And I think with communication, I think worship can grow and with the relationship. And, you know, it's just my passion that people can remember again that it is God glorifying and life transforming to gather and express inwardly and outwardly worship to God.
Yeah,
and did you know the most repeated commandment in the Bible is to sing unto the Lord.
Yeah.
And God sings.
Yeah.
And so he must like it.
Yeah, that's well said. And it picks up on something or expresses something that I've said before. And, you know you're in trouble when you start quoting yourself. But anyway, but I've said it this way. The relationship is key.
Yeah.
You know, and I've had pastors through the years, the churches I was blessed to serve, where I had to sit down and really communicate and take the initiative to communicate. And it was important to me for my pastor to know not just what I was doing, but why I was doing it. Mm-hmm. I found myself saying, now, Pastor, here's what I'm planning Sunday, and here's why I'm planning that. And he would either react to that with, yeah, that's great, or no, it's not, or but at least it started the conversation. And I wanted my pastor to hear what I was hearing. So here's what I would do. I would get the latest CD of Tommy Walker songs, if you will, and I'm listening to, and Pastor, here's this song and that song, and it's really ministering me. I want you to hear it. Or of these 10 songs, which two are the ones that really resonate with you? Mm-hmm. And I began to feed him what I'm feeding on. And before long, it began this dialogue and built this community of where. And you know what? After a year or so of working with a pastor like that, he started coming to me with, hey, here's a sermon idea I've had.
Mm.
What do you think? And before long, I'm talking to him about what I'm planning in the corporate worship. And he's telling me about what God's saying in his preaching prep. And then before long, we didn't even mean to. We're planning worship together, you know, and it all grew out of relationship. So if you want something from that relationship, you got to invest in it.
That's right. And yeah. Like for me as a songwriter at my church, whenever I'm writing a song, I'm constantly, Pastor, could I sing you this song?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm always trying to, you know, you this one sermon, this one line you said just perked
right.
this idea. And I let him in on the process.
Yeah.
And he feels like it's his song.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's the key.
Do you split the royalties with him?
That, heck no.
No, I'm sorry. I just had to ask. I'm sorry. We had to go there.
And I can't recover from that.
Yeah.
Anyways, the whole thing we were saying earlier, too, how the songs become not my song, but Christian Assembly's song and my pastor's song. How much more beautiful is that than a bunch of people listening to me sing something and decide if I'm good or I'm okay or whatever, that compared to being a part of a community saying, yes, look what God is doing amongst all of us together.
Yeah. Well, Tommy, our relationship and partnership in ministry has just started. So we're going to have a lot more chances to sit down together and talk to our churches and the people that we love and serve. So we don't have to say it all today. But a parting shot, you know, from you. To all the folks, we don't know who will hear this and what their situation might be, but what would be just a final word of encouragement you could give?
Well, just a thought that comes to me is God blesses faithfulness.
Mm.
And there's got to be somebody that's going to hear this that is feeling discouraged and ready to give up. And also to know that on your worst days, God is at work.
Yeah.
And in fact, unfortunately for your pride, that's usually when God is most
yeah,
at work.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm always like, no, don't be blessed this week. Last week I was so much better. and contend for that and to believe that God is working through your ministry, through your life when you lead and when you get up early that Sunday morning and serve your church. Because if we can know that God is doing and transacting eternal things to us, man, I don't know about you, but
yeah.
I will get up and I will do it.
We can get
excited
about that.
That's what I live for.
Yeah.
And so just to, and could I just pray for just a
please,
second?
Please, please.
Just for anybody listening, especially for those in volunteering on worship teams and worship leaders, Lord, I just pray for them in a moment now. Maybe they're driving in a car or just in their house, whatever it would be, in this moment when they hear it, Holy Spirit, that you would just encourage them and remind them that you are ever at work, that you are with them now, Lord. And I just pray for a season of blessing, a season where they will have a greater sense of your anointing and your power, a sense of when they lead worship, people who are living in depression would find your joy, and people in sickness and would find healing. People
yes.
that are lost would be found and come to salvation, and on, that they would see your mighty acts through their life and through their work. Help them, Lord, be faithful to to the end for all of us, that we will hear you say, well done, good and faithful servant. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Well, Lifeway Worship, Tommy Walker, partners in ministry, God will get the glory for great things He's done and great things He's going to do. Bless you, friend.